most churches teach that to be saved, all a person has to do is, quote, accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Assuming they mean the same as believing with all thine heart in Acts 8:37, accepting Christ as your personal Savior is a good thing. The problem is, accepting Christ is not all a person has to do to be saved. To show this, we can substitute accept Jesus Christ as his personal Savior for believeth in Mark 16:16. The passage would read, he that accepts Jesus Christ as his personal Savior and is baptized shall be saved. See, it takes both belief and baptism, according to that verse. Accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior is not all that one has to do to be saved. The truth is, accepting Christ and obeying Christ are both required. Talking about Jesus, Hebrews 5:9b reads, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. So belief and obedience are both required. One of my favorite hymns, Trust and Obey, gets it right. Matthew 7:21 proves the same, as it says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Doing God's word is required if you want to go to heaven. Acts 10:35 says, he that feareth him, God, and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. You say you believe in God, but are you fearing him in the sense that you are working righteousness? You have to if you want to be accepted by God. James 2:24 says, by works a man is justified and not by faith only. Most churches teach salvation by faith only, but the Bible teaches just the opposite. Justification requires faith and works. Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15 reads, they were judged every man according to their works. On the judgment day, God will judge us, not only on whether or not we believe, but also on what we did, our works. Obedience is required to become saved. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, Acts 2:38. And obedience is required to stay saved. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life, Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. Galatians 5:6 teaches that what avails is faith which worketh by love. We must have all three attributes. Leaving off faith won't work, even if we possess the other two attributes. Neither will leaving off working, and neither will leaving off love. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22 puts the necessity of obedience to salvation like this. You have purified your souls in obeying the truth. Have you ever purified your soul by obeying the truth? Do you even know what it means to obey the truth? Coming up next on this radio channel is the Bible Crossfire program. This is Patrick Donahue, your host for the program. Each Sunday night at this time, we take your phone calls and deal with Bible issues such as gay marriage, Calvinism, divorce, abortion, baptism, women preachers, and the like. John 8:32 says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. So on this program, we want to emphasize what the Bible actually says on various topics, as opposed to the false doctrines of men. As you know, there are many different types of churches, and they will all teach different things. But 2 plus 2 can't equal 4 and 5 at the same time. It is the same way in religion. When two preachers teach different doctrines, they both can't be right. Perhaps you would like to study the Bible with us via email or regular mail. If so, send me an email message at BibleCrossfire@email.com. And now, here's the program.